To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with...
Blake Howard?
And Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, all you geeks. I'm sorry, as you can hear me, it is Sydney winter, so I'm carrying around this congested-sounding, probably markedly sexier voice than I normally carry around.
You know the funniest thing is? I've been waiting for the cold to hit me for the past, 2 months since everyone in my office has been sick. And I'm like, please make me sick so I can stay home in bed. Please make me sick. And I haven't been able to catch it from anyone.
No, and to
anyone.
And what I would say to you is, to be fair, I haven't actually gotten the bad cold where you are, completely sick. I've got that one where you're like, you're just annoying and you have tissues at your desk and you have to take Codral, but you're still going to work every day.
And
there are Sydney film festivals to be going on. So, you know, there's lots of excitement nonetheless.
Yeah. But it's been a huge week since the long weekend, since we last spoke to you guys. Heaps happening.
There's a lot. And we've had to narrow it down significantly. So if you guys want to check out our podcast, which is 2SER's Gaggle of Geeks on all your favorite podcast apps for a full geek debrief, please do that. But we're going to have to really give you the abridged version because seriously, it is coming at us thick and fast. Soph and I are just like ninjaring to keep up with everything.
Well, this is the thing. It's the US summer / European summer. So it's all their blockbuster season pretty much, which is why.
And it's really weird because now, as we're going to talk about later, is we're being teased next year's blockbusters now, both for television and movies. So let's kick off with the big news. It was sort of on the tail end of last week in a weird tweet from then head of DC Movie Entertainment. Now he sort of pulled back, Geoff Johns, which basically hashtagged WW84, which didn't really bury the lead, but it hinted that Wonder Woman's title is Wonder Woman 1984.
Yep. So he hinted that. And this week, it is now in production officially after Patty Jenkins tweeted out a couple more photos.
Yeah. So director Patty Jenkins and writer Patty Jenkins, the amazing Patty Jenkins, who directed the $800 million original juggernaut Wonder Woman, is back in the director's chair. And as with everything these days, once you give a director or a filmmaker, a writer or a star the capacity to tweet out their own photos from their own production from their phone, then you basically, you can't do a press release fast enough that actually tells you that things are officially happening.
Like, it is so funny because it is just like, we told you not to... You just ruined it.
This press release I spent 6 months writing, Patty Jenkins, is now ruined.
Because you decided to tweet a photo. And what a couple of photos they are. So the biggest thing of one of these photos that everyone is talking about is at the end of Wonder Woman, the first film, we said goodbye to a character.
We did.
Played by Chris Pine, amazingly.
Yep.
Steve Trevor.
Steve Trevor, indeed.
And here he is.
He's back. It appears that he's traveled into the future and we do not know why. Just yet.
He seems to be wearing a jumpsuit.
He's wearing a jumpsuit. He's attired suitably for the era.
Yeah, some trackies.
And the other interesting one is that Diana is standing in front of... so you can tell that it's Diana from her reflection. Obviously, Gal Gadot cuts a pretty iconic silhouette. She's standing in front of an array of screens. And one of them is got Dallas on the left of her. And some very sort of 80s images in front of her. She's standing in front of these screens, sort of taking in all this information, which resonates deeply, you know, very Orwellian in that picture. And then Trevor being there is cool. Look, Twitter was just fired up at Steve Trevor being there. And my favorite tweet was that two Chrises who play Steve's die in plane crashes at the end of movies that are set in the past and then somehow travel to the future. And that can only be a good thing, is what that tweet said.
Yeah, recurring theme. Recurring theme.
Recurring Steve. Recurring slash Steve. Chris theme.
The Chris Steve phenomena.
Yeah, look, it's exciting, right? Yeah. If you guys, you know, occasionally, you obviously might have some podcasts if you're listening to this show on the weekend or if you listen to our podcast, you might follow other geek podcasts. I heard a great theory from the Fat Man on Batman podcast, where Mark Bernardin, who's the co-host with Kevin Smith, said he would love Steve Trevor to come back. But in fact, Steve Trevor to be secretly Martian Manhunter that was basically portraying Steve Trevor in a way to sort of get back to develop a relationship with Wonder Woman. And I don't care if that's not the theory. I just love that. I love that as like a... I know we were just talking nonsense now, but I just love that little bit of whimsical imagination. Like, oh, that is such a rad way to bring Manhunter into the universe.
So, if you don't know who Martian Manhunter is, he is, as the name suggests, a Martian.
Also hunts men.
No, but he was part of the Justice League. If you dig back into your old Justice League series, you can see him all there. But he's a shapeshifter. So, that would be really interesting because... The Martians have green versus white, have some very interesting
There's
histories
some...
that if brought in with the Wonder Woman lore, what would that mean for the universe?
100%. Some cool stuff that could be there. But look, if they don't, which I don't think they should now, the more that I think about it is, I just don't want that interconnectedness. Let them be their thing. It's exciting. Everything's exciting about what they're talking about here. And speaking of excitement... for some, and rabid hatred for others. Game of Thrones has, which we're obviously waiting on the final season for, so very exciting, has greenlit, so HBO, the company in America who hosts Game of Thrones and we get it over here and produce it, had 5 scripts pitched to them.
Yep.
The script that got greenlit is one by the awesome Jane Goldman. So if you don't know her name, just off the top of your head, she wrote things like Kick-Ass, the first Kingsman movie. She wrote X-Men First Class.
Yep, and Days of Future
Past. Days of Future Past too. She works really closely with Matthew Vaughn. So she's written it, and she's co-written it with George R.R. Martin. And what the prequel series is set in, it's set in the time where White Walkers didn't exist, from the, you know, the ancient age. And what made me laugh about this story more than, of course, you know, it's a cool prequel series. Of course, HBO. Makes sense for them to continue to explore the lore. Of course, George R.R. Martin's going to be involved. But the fact that he co-wrote the script, isn't he meant to be finishing these books, Soph, is my question to you. Isn't he meant to be finished? How many people are like, George, you need to finish these books, okay? Seriously, what is going on?
In the great words of Neil Gaiman, he don't owe you nothing. He can write it whenever the hell he wants. Neil didn't say it like that. I've forgotten the quote on my head and now I'm making it up. But to that kind of...
in the spirit.
In that spirit, yeah. It literally is like, they are not your slaves. The artists will give you their art when they are ready.
Good. And look...
And as you can see, he is not ready because he's got too many ideas flying around in his head.
Too many other scripts. Bless him for helping. But yeah, so...
I was hoping like this egg, like... he's written some prequels already to Game of Thrones, and I was hoping those adventures would be coming to the screen.
No, it appears they're going way, way back, which I like because it kind of makes, it kind of kills something that some of the Game of Thrones series in the early series had, which is that people were really certain, or at least fairly certain where things were going, because certain things do change. I like that they're going way, way, way back, and it doesn't seem to have much connection. So, I'm a bit more of a fan of no connection, and the things that happened so far in the past don't really resonate, or maybe minor resonations.
Well, that's why I thought the egg story, because it was really well received by fans, and it was also like a little nod. It's like, this is very, very, very distant, like, ancestor of Brienne of Tarth. So, not related to the current series, but past. So
way in the past. And now the next story is the big one that broke, and this is, you know, this is our summary of the week's big geek news, is that there was a little trailer that dropped, which is super, and I'm going to say it's super unusual for a movie that is coming out to kick off next year's blockbuster season. Here's a trailer for Tim Burton's, I never thought I'd say these words together in the same sentence, for Tim Burton's Dumbo.
Small. Rest your head close to
Yes, you will believe a tiny digital elephant can fly in this movie.
Holy moly. And the thing I love about that is they gave us a little snippet glance of the scene that freaked out so many children as children when we were kids. When Dumbo actually drinks a bit of booze and goes on a very hallucinatory trip.
Yes.
With elephant bubbles.
Yes, indeed.
And I was just like, oh my God, they kept that.
Now, there's one thing. Dave Itzkoff, I'm going to go to, if you don't, you need to follow Dave. He's great. At Ditzkoff, DITZKOFF, did the tweet of the year, I think, in relation to this movie, which is, he wrote, and look, it's a stacked cast. You can see Michael Keaton there. You can see a lot of other regulars, Colin Farrell, etc.
Yep.
But he wrote, finally, a movie that lets Danny DeVito play a twisted ringmaster character. And he put three pictures. One from this trailer, another one from Big Fish, and another one from the penguin in Batman Returns. It is just the greatest tweet. And that's exactly what I thought here. Oh, another twisted ringmaster for Danny DeVito. He's been typecast by Burton and that's all he'll ever play.
Yep. And he is in a Burton movie, so what do you expect?
Exactly.
What do you expect?
Look, Dumbo wasn't one that I saw a lot. So, like, of all the Disney movies, you know how sometimes with Disney you've got, like, this encyclopedic sort of vision?
Yeah.
You can catalogue every single moment.
Yep.
Dumbo's wasn't, like, a big one on my rotation, so I might have to watch it, try it out on my little one.
I watched it a couple of years ago, again, because it was just on TV, and I was like, I swear this is more trippier than I remembered as a kid.
You never remember the trippy.
And then it was just like, you know, like, being problematic with like the Jim Crow crows. Mm-hmm. And you're just like,
That's just history. That just happens.
And then it was like, this is a really short film. It was only like 80 minutes.
I thought it's even less. I thought it was like 60 minutes.
Yeah, it is really short. And
it's like 57 minutes into the movie or something before you see Dumbo fly.
Yeah, it is really
short. So the last four
short.
Minutes.
But that one, because as a kid, I wasn't really into princess movies. It was just all the animals. So it was Dumbo, Lion King, all of them.
Yeah.
Dumbo was in high rotation.
High rotation.
For me, so.
Well, guys, lots to talk about. Sure, we're going to definitely miss something. Thank you so much for listening in to Soho Right Now and a Gaggle of Geeks segment. And please listen to our podcast, Gaggle of Geeks on 2SER. But Soph, thanks for having me.
No worries. Till next time. Get better.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll see if I can still get high voice for our usual bye. Okay?
All right. One,
two, three.
Bye!
I did it!